This is Witches, Bitches, and Dead People with intuitive oracle Jamie Hearn. Jamie stirs the cauldron with witches, shamans, healers, psychics, and mediums who bravely share their power and give you insight into what conversations with dead people really look like. It's probably not what you think. Sometimes hilarious, sometimes macabre, and always informative.
Hello and welcome to Witches, Bitches, and Dead People. I'm Jamie Hearn, and today we're going to explore the Morrigan. She is an Irish goddess, also considered to be an Irish queen, who has been known as one of the dark goddesses. She is a foreteller of battle and death, a harbinger of bad. All of these myths around her have sprung out of the way her existence has been retold by Romans and Christians and those writing her tales. There was no written account of her during the time that she was purportedly in existence. She is a powerful energy that shows up exactly when she is ready. I don't connect with her as a dark goddess. I connect with her as a goddess of sovereignty. And let's be real. When you're claiming your sovereignty, sometimes that's got some real shadowy shit. And especially darkness around how other people are receiving you. Being sovereign isn't synonymous with being liked or being popular or fitting the mold. Being sovereign is identifying what serves you and moving on that path. Sometimes it rocks the boat. Sometimes it sinks the boat. But it's all in service to yourself. If you're not in service to yourself, who is going to be in service to you? And if you aren't fully able to show up for yourself, you cannot fully show up for others. Many of us have that martyr idea, especially mothers, that we're self-sacrificing to benefit those we love. The reality is, the more whole, sovereign, and fulfilled you are, the more you show up to benefit and serve those you love. I'm not interested in setting an example for my children, my grandchildren, my daughters-in-law, or the people that I work with, that I'm going to sacrifice myself for them. I am going to show them how to choose them, how to choose sovereignty, how to be the absolute best version of myself, to serve myself, and in turn have the capacity then to serve others. It's not a one-way path. You don't get to pick one or the other, serve me or serve others. By serving yourself, you serve others. And this is the sovereignty that I have chosen to claim. This is everyone's birthright. Every one of you has the capacity to make this choice. And I encourage you to take a peek. Look at where you're not choosing sovereignty. Look at where you're choosing someone else's story, someone else's paradigm, someone else's timeline. And sometimes those are our parents' timelines, paradigms, stories, programs. Sometimes it's society. Often it's religious. And we don't even know that we're making those choices. We don't have conscious awareness of the impact of those things on our lives every day. I've actually heard someone say, I'm not impacted by anyone else's programs. I've never met anyone who doesn't have an imprint, an impact from the programs of society, religion, their culture, their parents, their heritage, their lineage. All of it plays a role in forming how we experience this incarnation. The Morrigan comes to us often in the form of a crow or a raven, black birds, and reminds us of our ability to shapeshift into what serves us. She also gives us a higher level perspective, a bird's eye view, so to speak, seeing our experience and the programming that we are subject to in contrast to our sovereignty. That perspective allows us to recognize the leaks in the places where possibility exists that we are not fully claiming or exploring, even though those spaces serve us and serve us well. I would like to share The Charge of the Morrigan by Merit Mehera. Be still and listen. Enchantment is my name. Hear my voice in the wind, the sea, the land. Reach out and embrace me, and I will speak. My familiar is the carrion crow, knower of the dead, attendee of battles. I am of the land, the moon, and the sea. I'm the cow of fertility, the hunting wolf, and the eel of electricity. I am sly, wise, and daring. I am the queen, the oracle, the warrior, and the witch. I am the sorceress that will not be ruled, the weaver of time, the teacher of mysteries. I am kin to the Ba'ath and Matcha, for together we are the sacred three. Come walk with me near the sea's kiss. Let me show you the old ways and your innate power. Come join me under the moonlight and learn the ways of the warrior and the queen. Let me show you all that's in between. My ways are dangerous and difficult, but my gifts are true and blessed. Swallow your fear and come to me, and you will discover true beauty, strength, and courage. Will you take the risks and learn my lessons? Or will you hide from me and all I have to give you? Ponder now. What will you choose? I have spent a lot of time connecting with the Morrigan. She presents herself in the womb of nothing, in the dark spaces where I have no expectations, and guides me on the path of creation, connection, consistency, and reminds me when I do not show up. If you endeavor to connect with the Morrigan, I invite you to use these words shared with us by Merit Mehera. Now, what will you choose? I'll see you next week on Witches, Bitches, and Dead People. Peace and badass magic.
Are you wading through the endless online noise only to be met with judgment and skepticism about your otherly interests? Enter Rooted in Magic, your haven of curated wisdom and fantastical knowledge. Join our private membership program designed for the magically curious. Visit rootedinmagic.com and start your journey of understanding who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. Embrace the magic within you at rootedinmagic.com.